This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning we've got a great show with some important guests. Saturday Magazine starts now. Perhaps.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And good morning, Melbourne. Welcome to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. My co-host is our in-house legal advisor, Mark Adams. He's going to attempt to keep me in line. Good luck with that. Welcome, Mark. Our first guest this morning, very importantly, direct from the Grand Prix, five times World Moto GP champion, director of the Grand Prix Corporation, and also chair of Karting Australia, Mick Doohan. Good morning, Mick.
G'day, Macca. How are you?
Look, all the better that the Grand Prix is back. How happy are you, mate?
Absolutely delighted. Locked on coming. Australia's been a little bit left of centre, really, with this whole thing, but thankfully we're all on the same page globally now and we can get back on with things.
So the Grand Prix is sold out. We saw record numbers yesterday. Today's sold out. Tomorrow's sold out. What does it feel like on the ground, Mick? Are people really pumped about it?
They are. And look, I think the big thing is, Mick, also is that the age seems to be a lot younger than what it's been in years gone by, which is encouraging also. So everyone's enthusiastic, but there's a lot more young people and family people at the event. But yesterday felt like a Sunday of years gone by.
Right.
But more importantly, it looks like the whole F1 has been rejuvenated from the Netflix show or not, but it's pretty exciting times.
Now, I hope the reference to the age of the attendees is because I'm not there, so it's suddenly...
The average age has gone down.
The median has shifted there, Mick.
we are missing you there, that's for sure. Let's just leave it at that.
I would have loved to have been there, but, lots of other things on. So you spend a lot of time, I know, in the pit area and in the garages. The teams love the Australian Grand Prix, don't they? They really love it. They love the atmosphere. They love the location.
Without a doubt. I think Australia, the Australian Grand Prix certainly put on a great event. And it's not just the F1. It's any event that seems to be done down here in Victoria. They seem to do it world-class or better than most other venues do. So thankfully... We always seem to jag the weather, so that makes it delightful. But the city's a great city, so Melbourne has a lot to offer. So everyone just enjoys to come and race here. Albert Park, okay, it's not ideal for a few people, but it's a great location to showcase what Melbourne, Australia has to offer. The race is basically in town, and everyone just enjoys the atmosphere here. So it's really the whole town's behind the race, and the drivers and the teams get behind and feel that as well. So it's just it's just an exciting week to be in Melbourne.
It certainly is. Talk more about the atmosphere, because I think that being at the Grand Prix is one thing, and it's certainly a phenomenal event. A lot goes on within the track. But the atmosphere it brings to Melbourne, talk about that. Talk about what people get out of it that's wider than just the race or races.
Well, I think it's a festival. It's having attended numerous events around the world, it gets lost once you leave the circuit, whereas this, with Albert Park being so close to the CBD here and the Yarra River and the Crown Casino and whatever else, all the other hotels, so everything's just a buzz. Everything's about the Formula One, and you've just got that feel regardless whether you're on the precinct or not. And as I say, some of the others, there's only a handful of tracks around the world, if that are able to capture that atmosphere. And so from the time you hop off the plane here or however you get into town, you just feel the vibe in town, and everyone's talking about the F1 and everyone's excited to be here. And as I say, that's not the same in a lot of other destinations. No, it's only really the atmosphere once you get into the racetrack.
We're going to pick up on that point about people getting here. We know that the airport in Kingsford Smith in Sydney had a bit of trouble getting people on through the beep machines and onto the flying COVID tubes. So are you finding that there's a lot of people who have not been able to make it here, or because it's sold out, right?
That's right. So I think a lot of people left their run a little bit late because it's just been, as you say, it's sold out. It's that popular that it's honestly caught a lot of people who are seasoned campaigners at coming to these events that have no tickets. And it's not like the corporation can add another grandstand, can add another corporate facility, or even just general admission tickets, which are all gone. So it's a good position to be in, but it's disappointing for a number of people, because had we had more to offer, we would have sold more.
They can sit out in Fitzroy Street and enjoy vibe.
Now, I've got a question here from a listener, Mick, and you don't have to answer this because it's it's not really your environment. The listener says, I think they're asking us, isn't Daniel Ricciardo hot? So we're in the studio.
So what's your take on that, Mick?
He's a good-looking young man, no doubt.
There you go. Now,
Mick, I can't just Paul here. I'm one of Macca's minions. I look after him while he's in the studio. I was at the paddock yesterday, and I have to agree with you. The atmosphere is like race day down there. I was so impressed. There was a buzz. I want to ask you though, what's the reaction been to the track changes from the teams?
To be fair, honestly, I can't answer that honestly, but I believe. I believe that I haven't heard any negativity about it anyway, which is a good thing. And I guess, what can they do? Well, now it's been changed. But as long as the real change is just enabling them to have more DRS zone, which is a drag resistant system or something like that. It's called where the back wing opens up and the car in front. It's basically within a second. If a car is within a second of the car in front, it can open its DRS, its wing, to get less drag, and then can potentially overtake that other car. As long as he doesn't have DRS, he's not within a second of another car. So really, it's all about just opening up the racetrack so it can create better racing. So I think if that happens on the weekend, on Sunday, then job done. But right at the moment, I don't think as a driver, as a team, they're probably too focused on the change of the track. It's just getting themselves prepared for tomorrow.
Yeah, and getting some more rubber down on it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're going to let you go, Mick. Last question. Do you have, I know, you know, it might put the mocker on them, but do you have a gut feel based on practice and how the teams are going? Who do you think might...
Let's go top three, Macca.
Top three. What's your gut feel for Sunday at the end of the race?
Look, it's tough at the moment. I think Ferrari is certainly the team to beat, certainly out of the box for the season so far this year. Red Bull are close, but I think they're still struggling to without Verstappen, they're struggling to bridge the gap to Ferrari. And Mercedes, I believe, were meant to bring some more components here this weekend, but they didn't arrive. So for me, it's still a Mercedes, and then, sorry, a Ferrari and Red Bull event.
Right.
And And you never know with Hamilton or even George Russell whether he can put it on the podium. But for me, it's a long shot. Ferraris and Red Bulls for me on the podium.
Great. This is at least the 10th time you've spoken to us from the Grand Prix. Over the years, I appreciate your time. I miss not being there and having a bevy with you, but I'm sure you won't be alone when you do that. Thanks again, Mick, and have a great weekend, and it's great to see the Grand Prix back, and thanks again for your time.
Well, thanks, Mac. Always a pleasure. Everyone have a great weekend.
Thank you. Cheers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.